The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
All right, we're going to do this, even though everything's shutting down again. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, 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 partying. Fun, 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 looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Don't talk yet, Fred. Don't talk yet. Turn this up. Let's kick it for a minute, Fred. With that chorus. All right, go ahead, Fred.
And the Blitz,
there we go,
is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, Rebecca
partying,
Black's number
partying.
One fan.
Yeah.
Aaron Rabold, Lord Voldemort, if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
Let's party.
I want to party today. We should have beer.
Yeah, I've got a beer. I got to go take it out of the fridge so it cools off or warms up a little bit before 5 o'clock.
Oh, my.
Well, it's a Friday Friday. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. It makes Aaron so happy. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also get us on the Twitch channel. And it's a Friday Friday, and everything's getting shut down again for the most part. So let's have some fun today.
Is this fun?
We're going to make this fun. We're going to make it fun for the people because, frankly, it's depressing as hell that they're shutting down the bars again for me because that's, you know, where I like to go. But enough people. I kind of wish they'd wait and see if making people actually wear masks would work, but I get it, you know. So, oh, well, here we go again. Let's have some. I mean, that's why we got to have some fun today.
Yeah, I mean, I, listen, it's not what I wanted to see happen. Certainly, the bars being shut down. That's a bummer. You know, my cousin owns a bar here in Houston, so it's definitely not what we wanted to happen. But I'm also not surprised at all that that's where we're at.
No, so, I'm not either, and it's disappointing because I've told you We've gone to a couple of places where people weren't masking and where there were too many people, so we just left. And that's apparently going on all over the state. So that being the case, the places we've been going have been doing it right, and I feel just fine going. Like last night, we did steak night at the around the corner, this little bar near me, and they have opened up their back area so that they can put the tables further apart. And you have to sanitize your hands before you go in. You have to wear a mask whenever you go up to the window. All that stuff's fine. And I've been totally cool with that. And we felt separated from everybody. But that's not the case in too many places, man. I've drove by a couple places. I'm like, you got to be kidding. Even, I think it was Thursday when I was driving home. There was a bunch of people on a bike ride. There's like 30 of them. And they're all on this narrow little trail. So they're all within 2 feet of each other. Not a single one's got a mask. And you're like, and that kind of defeats the purpose. So it sucks. I think, yeah, obviously, I think that combined with the protests and all that kind of stuff has led us to this point. So here we are. Yeah, I have a theory, AJ.
Okay.
I think we've all died and gone to hell. I think this is what's happened. I think maybe the Mayans were right and, you know, we didn't know it, but some giant meteor has destroyed the earth and we're all in hell.
It's possible. But why did we all go to hell? Why not? Like, I wouldn't go to hell. You probably would.
No, I honestly.
Why would, like,
I mean, think there's good people. Like, my wife is a good person. Me, okay, if you said I was going to hell, okay. My wife, I don't think anyone who's met my wife would go, oh, she's going to hell.
But you know what she did? She married you and spawned your offspring. Therefore,
well, that's true. Hell. Well, what about Aaron's wife? She's a nice lady, yeah, too.
She's extremely nice, but guess what she did? She married Aaron.
I mean, Aaron's not as bad as us.
No, not yet.
But I wouldn't be first class ticket to hell. I'd be sitting, you know, the middle of the plane, probably.
Oh, I'd be first class.
I'd have a recliner.
I wouldn't get like Hitler treatment, but I get pretty good treatment in first class. But why would we need an airplane to get to hell? It just feels like the whole world's gone, you know. But hey, it's Friday, so bleep it.
We did get some good news today, though.
What's the good news, Aaron?
We now have a season 2 premiere date for The Boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
September 4th on Amazon. The first 3 episodes, as it has been pointed out to me, are going to be dropped immediately. And then for the next 5 weeks after that, you'll get 1 episode per week.
I hate that.
Just give it to us all.
Give us all.
Hey, but that's better than the way I read it. I read it that they were taking a 5-week hiatus in between, and I tweeted out. I was like, oh, man, I don't like the 5-week break. And luckily, Matthew pointed out that I don't know how to read.
So it's 8 episodes is the season?
Yes.
Is that how long the first season was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what's up with that, too? Like, give me 10. Give me 12.
That's a show. I'll take 16. I'll take 22. I'll take network time. Yeah. That is good news. See, there we go. We're going to find nothing but positives today.
No, that's not true.
No, we're going to do all positive today. In fact, you know what? I found something else I agree with Josh Innes on. Lena Hidalgo in a mask.
You guys do agree on that.
Oh, man. I am so taking a picture of that when I get home and you know, setting myself aside. Because
baiting?
Yeah, primary baiting. Because, honestly, I don't find her... Well, I mean, her politics are such a turnoff, so we couldn't talk politics. But with the mask on, wouldn't have to talk. I like it. I'm down. Lena, I'm totally down for this. What else is happening?
Colin Cowherd's canceled.
What did he do?
I was just making a list.
What list was he making?
The top 5 quarterbacks based on arm talent. You want to hear his list?
Sure.
Number 5, Jared Goff.
Okay.
Number 4, Kyler Murray. Number 3, Drew Brees.
Really?
Number 2, Tom Brady.
Really?
Number 1, Russell Wilson.
What is this again?
Collins' top 5 arm talents.
Arm talents?
Yeah. And now he's come out and said, the graphic department screwed me over on this.
Oh, yeah.
And it was supposed to be Collins' top 5 quarterbacks who throw the most catchable balls. Because the entire internet is like, you're an idiot.
Wow.
You left off.
Shame.
You know, there's some, I mean, obviously Patrick Mahomes is a pretty glaring omission. I would say Matt Stafford has real arm talent. Drew Locke. I don't think Drew Locke is very good, but I think he's got arm talent, certainly. Josh Allen has a lot of arm talent. Jared Goff and Tom Brady don't jump off the page to me as arm talent, especially Tom Brady 2020. Well,
and Goff is not, I mean, he doesn't, and if it's most catchable balls, I got news for you. Patrick Mahomes throws a pretty damn catchable ball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nicely done, Colin.
I do think Russell Wilson is the king of that, though.
Like, yeah, oh yeah.
He puts it on his guys, but the fact that he put it out as arm talent, now he's on Twitter trying to save himself after basically everyone just wrecked him.
Don't do meth! Poor Colin. Oh, man. That's unfortunate. But, you know, obviously... If something's wrong like that, well, we've done this on the show. If something comes up and wait a minute, this isn't right. We say this isn't right, don't we?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, theoretically. But, yeah, I was, I don't know if you saw what Caesars is doing now about the, you know, they were giving away money. They now have a universal mask policy for their casinos.
Okay.
Everywhere. And... You know, they basically have, and I don't know that I'm ready for this, especially right now while we're going through this spike I wonder how many more spikes we're going to have.
Well, I mean, this is going to be unpopular opinion, but we will. So now we're kind of shutting things down a little bit. We're not. I don't think we shouldn't say shutting down because we're not going back to where it was.
Slowing down. And yeah, the main thing is
we're pulling back.
Yeah. Yeah. We're pulling out.
And we probably did open everything up a little too early. And listen, there's people you can blame. There are you can blame the protesters if you want to blame protesters. But if you're going to blame the George Floyd protesters, make sure you blame the protesters that were out protesting barbershops and nail salons, not be able to get their hair did. And that was
remember the gym people in Florida?
Yeah. And that was before George Floyd even happened. So if you want to blame protesters, that's fine. You can do that. If you want to blame young kids going to bars, that's fine. You can do that. I'll be honest. I do think that bars and restaurants, when they're told, you know, 50%, they instantly try to say, okay, well, how can we get as many people in here and still make it look like 50%?
Well, and it's hard to blame them for that because they had no revenue for so long. But, I mean, it was real simple for me. I would just go to places that were following the rules and where people were following the rules. And that's all you had to do. That's all you had to do. You had one job. But no, my personal liberties are being violated. This is America. You won't let me. You make me wear a mask. You won't let me call into Josh Ennis's show. What we got here is failure to communicate. Let's take a break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Don said Memorial Day weekend to Galveston. Yeah, that was another thing. Yeah, and Mott said, I won't blame the protesters themselves. However, I will blame the politicians encouraging it and then having the audacity to tell people to chill. That's crazy to me.
Well, I think the other thing about the politicians and the politicians on the right side are quick to blame protesters. The politicians on the left side, they're acting like the protests couldn't have had anything to do with the spikes.
Yeah, which is silly.
I think both are a little silly. Like, because the people on the politicians on the right side forget that literally a couple weeks before that, it was their people out protesting and stomping and waving, and they're doing it all without masks. So, because somehow masks are now political. The masks are, that's a liberal tool.
Well, you notice how quickly that went away. Even Abbott saying today, wear your mask and all that stuff, which is good. Wish they'd done that a little sooner. But Hockley Dan said Fred's going to work that arm talent later to Hidalgo. I'm telling you, man, she is a mask 10. I'm Lena, I'm here for you. I'm just saying, I might even consider, you know, bailing on the current wife if you'll wear that mask 24/7. I think it's very sexy. 713-780 ESPN. See, because I really appreciate that because, like, I'm a mask 5. Like, I'm a 2 or a 3 normally. Yeah. A mask, I'm like a 5, maybe a 6 on a good day. And you know, you throw the hair in there and some sunglasses, and I might be an 8. Nobody will ever know. So, anyway. But, yeah, we'll just, I mean, I hate that thing. Somebody says a complete shutdown is inevitable. First off, no negative crap today, sir. And second off, I don't know that it is. We'll see where it is. Like we were talking before the show about what the plans are here. We'll try to do business as usual next week, and if it gets worse, we'll have to go back to our closets. But I kind of feel like I think it's I'm less likely to feel like I need to stay at home to do the show than I was before, because it's not like we're interacting with too many people around here. I mean, it's a pretty small group. And then once we get in here, it's just you and me. So if one of us gets it, then OK, we'll probably both will. But guess what else we're doing? Just little things like, oh, desanitizing our station before we.
Right.
And not leaving our mic condoms on the mics. We actually
Lance,
whoever did it. But see, I have my own personal one,
right?
So I don't need to use those. But it, you know, I keep doing stuff like that, and you know, I'm not too worried. But when you said arm talent, the first thing I thought about was the wives they had hanging from their arms. Okay, that totally different list, right?
Yeah,
because Patrick Mahomes doesn't make the top 40 of that one.
No.
But 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody mentioned Jeep weekend at Crystal Beach.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a 832S. Do you think you have a shot for it? No, of course not. I don't have a shot with my right hand these days. Are you kidding me? But you know, somebody asks, do you think there's a conspiracy that the bars wanted to close because they were making so much more money with the off sale?
That's not true.
No, they're not. And you know, I one of my friends who owns a bar by me, we were talking about this the other night, and she was able to survive because what she did, she was doing off sale, and we'd walk over and buy some to go, but she started doing food nights, and she had brought in a guy, and he would make food, and so like Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, of course, and stuff like that. And so she started selling food and kept her head above water, but that wasn't going to last forever. It wasn't going to keep her going forever, and so she's doing really well now, but you know, she's going to have to go back to that, I'm guessing, and a lot of places are. So 832 says, the mask thing really works for some women. I legit picked up a hottie from Target last night. Masks are better than Tinder.
There you go.
Target?
How do you know if a chick's hot? Like, what if you
look? That's okay. I like that. I like a little mystery, man. You don't want to see them all. You don't want to walk in and see them completely naked and say, okay, well, there you go. That's more mystery.
True, but you know what I don't like on a chick? A messed up grill.
Yeah, but if she keeps the mask on the whole time, you never know. You never know.
What if, like, you guys are doing it and the mask slips down and you realize she's got a corn tooth?
Eh, you just put the mask back on there and forget what you saw.
Or you both face the same wall.
Mm, yeah, there's the whole...
There's positions
there you go.
I mean, I think that's the COVID-friendly way of, exactly. of banging anyway.
Yeah.
I think all the doctors I've talked to will tell you the dogs have it right now. That's the socially distant way of doing it.
Yeah.
Not to be graphic. Yeah. And I don't know what they mean by the dogs have it right, but I assume that all of you out there who are more sexually experienced than I am know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Well, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the people more sexually experienced than me.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Juggalo Trey probably knows what I mean.
So you're basically talking about like if you're driving around in NASCAR and you get rear-ended.
Yeah.
See, that Trey would know, right? And 469 said, Fred just said he's an 8. Hell must have frozen over. We're in hell. And I didn't say, I said I could be an 8 with like sunglasses, hat.
And with the mask.
Yeah, with the mask. Not at all. Otherwise, you know, it's a 3. So I'm very, I've been pro-mask all along for that reason. Just because, you know, I know how I look without one. But if it's just my eyes, and even that I can cover with sunglasses, then there's a little mystery there. You know, they might think, hey, you know.
And we could all use a little mystery.
Exactly. So I'm totally down with that. But now, it's easy to sit here and look at all the reasons that this happened, but here it is. So it's like before. Let's just deal with it, man. Let's deal with it the best we can. And you know, I think it sucks, but hey, that's what are you going to do? It just bothers me that people can't follow directions.
Yeah.
So, says you guys didn't know. Tell all your single friends. Do you want to go meet the right kind of women? Go walk around Target. You'll find what you're looking for if you catch my drift.
Okay.
That's
if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah.
What you're saying.
Yeah. I never thought of Target. I always. When I kind of wanted to meet the right kind of women, I always thought church was a good place to do it. Turns out that's kind of a fail, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, for me, we're talking about my history, which, you know, differs from most. But so he says, Fred likes mask porn. You know, I haven't actually watched any of that, but it sounds good. Yeah. Truck drivers can't tell now at a truck stop behind the mask if she's a meth head or an undercover cop.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah. So,
but I've already told you guys how to make sure you're not picking up an undercover cop. You're actually getting a hooker. I gave out a life tip I gave out years and years ago. If you are picking up a hooker and you want to be sure she's not a cop, just say, "Hey, how much to take a bunch of naked pictures of you?" And if it's a hooker, she'll give you a price and she'll gladly take naked pictures because she's a hooker and probably looking to score meth or crack.
Right.
And they're
or,
not
or
that,
coke if she's a higher end
yeah,
hooker.
But yeah. Then they're not really worried about like, oh, my boobs are going to be on the interwebs. Whereas a police officer would say, no, I'm only here for sex. And then you go, well, look, I'm just looking to take pictures. And then if she's a hooker, when you get her to the room and you say, you know what, let's just do the sex instead of the pictures, she's not going to complain because, again, she's just looking to get meth, okay? She's not here to haggle or
what
hack.
What kind of hookers do you hang out with, man? Right. Most of them want coke.
Well, the guy was talking about meth. He's a truck driver, Fred. That's He's not
true.
In Vegas.
That's true. Okay.
Okay? So I'm talking about, like, picking up on the street, not meeting at the lobby of the MGM, all right?
All right.
I mean, typically you have a little more no with those. Like, they're not trying as hard to catch those guys, let's be honest.
No, they're frankly encouraging them.
So you ask her about pictures. If she says no, she's probably a cop. If she lets you take pictures, she's probably a hooker, and you can just have sex instead of taking pictures. Just that's a pro tip. Thank you. I don't know where I heard that, but I did hear it, and I was like, you know what? That makes sense. As someone who's never purchased sex, if I were to get into that business one day, that would be my move every single time because I can't. I mean, it seems foolproof to me because that whole thing, like, you have to tell me if you're a cop, that's not real. They don't have to tell you. But, again, if you offer her money for nudes, a hooker will say yes, a cop will say no.
Good to know. Not that I ever participate in such things.
Right.
713 said, met my kinkiest girlfriend at Mass. Yeah, it worked. It just, you kind of find out, though, that the girls that are going there that you think are the nice girls really aren't. They're going to confess and stuff about what all they did all week. So, I mean, it's still a good talent pool. It's just a different talent pool than what you were probably going after.
Right.
And somebody says it's a badass look to have the bandana around the neck and just pull it up over the mouth when going in public. Bandanas around the neck make us look like some biker gang. That's true. We could be a blitz biker gang. Man, 936 says can confirm target is Hottie Central, all kinds of MILFs.
Well, there you go.
Says Walmart too. No.
Nope.
No.
Pass.
Yeah.
Shame.
All right. Well, if you're going to Walmart, you know what you should be going there for. Carbach. Not for some, you know, not to pick up chicks, just to pick up Carbach. And then you can use the Carbach later to pick up chicks you meet at Target. But either way, you can get Carbach at any of those fine establishments. You can get it at your grocery stores or gas stations. You can get it pretty much everywhere since you can't get it in bars right now. And obviously, things have changed for them and are probably changing for them again right now. I'm not sure what's going on with their restaurant, but you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see the latest going on with their restaurant and their brew pub. Or if you're wanting to go in and have a beer. But they are going to continue to keep pumping out the brew and make sure it's available to everyone who wants some in the city because that's what they're about, making people happy in our fair city. Again, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to figure out what the latest going on is and try some of their new beers. I mean, the Lilcella, the Vivecella, both excellent. The Light Circus Hazy IPA, you're going to love that as well. Whatever you do, make sure you do it with a Carbach.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Jason said, best place to pick up chicks is Hobby Lobby. I could see that. Murky says, first time listening to the show in a long while. Still hilarious. Welcome back, Murky.
Where the hell you been?
Yeah. Doc says, so degenerate bandanas available soon. Maybe that's something we could do. That would be all right. But see, you know what?
Seems easy enough.
Yeah, we could do that. But then it'll be our idea, and we'll want to sell them, and somebody else will make all the money off of them, because that's how this thing works. Matthew said he recently moved from Houston to Detroit for work. Glad you guys do the online live streaming and Twitch so I can still keep up with the show. Glad to have you, Matthew. Sorry about Detroit, but hey. Yeah, somebody said any HEB around 4 o'clock during the week is Yoga Pants Central on Twitch.
Well, during the week, we're here at 4
o'clock.
Yeah,
I know. So thanks for just rubbing that in our face, buddy.
Yeah.
Not that we'd be out doing that anyway. Does Chase really want to talk about hookers? Is that really what that...
I mean, we just had a good conversation about it. Okay. I'm sure he's got something to add. Hello, right. Chase.
Let's hook.
Hey, guys. Thank you for respecting my right to talk on the radio.
You're welcome.
The content of the Blitz is often a little bit lewd. AJ, I know you have a son who's in middle school, maybe coming up on high school age.
Yes.
At what age is he allowed to start listening to the show? And the second part, is RJ Bell ever going to return to his normal Friday spot? That was my favorite segment of the show. Thanks, guys.
I don't know. My kids being allowed to listen will be on their mother. That's for her to decide. And she finds me very crude and inappropriate. So I don't know when that will be allowed, to be honest. But there are some kids on his baseball team who listen. And sometimes I'll hear things at practice about what Coach AJ said that was inappropriate. But listen, that's on their parents. I can't control everyone. As far as RJ, I hope that we're going to have RJ back again. I assume we probably won't have him back until sports get cranked up again. But yeah, I would assume RJ will be back on with us.
Yeah, I need to reach out. I haven't talked to RJ in months, so I don't even know what's going on with him. So I probably need to do that. And my kids weren't allowed to listen to me until they were basically in their own cars driving around and could put the show on, because my ex would not allow it. Because
the
one time she let them listen was the show we were talking about, which Disney princess we'd bang.
Well, there you have it.
And she did not think that was appropriate for my children. So, but yeah, they listen sometimes now because they're adults. They're legal. Austin and Clear Lake says Target definitely MILF Central. However, I've also been hit on by several gay guys at Target. Hey man, I'll take that. I'll take whatever at this point. You know, that's a good thing. I know that freaks guys out sometimes, but it's nice when somebody likes you.
Yeah.
I think that is a positive. 713-780. ESPN 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And Jay Texas says, you all ever talk golf? Phil Mickelson, age 50, leading the tournament. Blast from the past. No, but you know what? You know who does? John Granato loves golf. So tune in for the bench in the mornings.
And there's a golf show over the weekend, the Charlie Epps Hour.
Yeah, with John Granato.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't really have much to say about golf. It's kind of like, you know, now thanks to Dickweed Texter, soccer is banned as well. Yeah. You can get that from Glenn Davis. So, yeah, God, it doesn't feel like Friday.
It does to me, because we played the Friday song.
Yeah, it started, but I don't know. This feels like Thursday.
I got the news during the last break. So my younger son, he plays in like Little League, like regular old like Little League baseball, and his coach and his coach's son, or his coach's son. Well, I'm pretty sure the coach decided that he and his son they're not going to be around anymore this year. And they were expected to play a game tonight, and my wife did some digging and some calling around, and it looks like his season is over.
Mm.
So I think that's going to start happening too. Like, you know, kids are going to, and of course he's devastated and all he wants to do is, you know, all that dude does during the day is put on his catcher's gear and go outside and have his brother throw baseballs to him. That's all he cares about. So he's going to be bummed out, but that's, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, it's just a lot of stuff, man. A lot of people, like, and that's just, I mean, kids, they'll get over it, but people losing their business because of that, you know?
Yeah, it sucks. And we talked about this before. It's like, well, not a big deal to most of us, but I mean, my daughter not being able to have a graduation from high school, and a lot of people had to go through that. And just little stuff like not going to prom, all these things that you kind of take for granted.
Yep.
That they, in playing baseball, just all these things that just part of life. And now they're not so much, but that's, you know, got to do what we must. And in his case, there'll be other baseball. I mean, there'll be other chances. And it's just for a prom, there probably won't be.
That's it. Guys.
So it's a one shot wonder.
You'll have to get laid without Everclear, or you'll have to use it somewhere else.
Do they still do Everclear? Is that what the prom drink is?
I don't know. I'm just thinking in 1998 it was.
Okay.
And 1997.
Okay. Yeah, in 1983, it was the same thing we drank all the other time, Schlitz malt liquor and Mad Dog 2020.
In 1996, I was a sophomore, and I was... I was having relations with a senior, but the only way to go.
What's the matter? He couldn't score with his own class or what? Sorry.
Zing. But if you were a sophomore, you couldn't go to prom unless you went with a senior or a junior. So I just assumed this girl that I'd given my virginity to was going to say, hey, we should go to prom together. But she didn't. She said, yeah, I don't want to bring a sophomore to prom. So I didn't go to prom sophomore year.
Juniors allowed to go whenever they wanted? Juniors and seniors went to the same prom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, we had...
Cy Fair, you can only go only the senior class.
Oh, really?
Like, you get to buy tickets. Now, juniors can go as a date, but it's only seniors.
I don't know what the rules were, but I got to go to a prom as a junior, and I didn't go with a senior. I didn't go with anybody my junior year. I just went.
Yeah, I think we had a senior dance, but the prom was different. Juniors and seniors could go.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, God, now, this was a million years ago. Now.
Exactly.
This was 22 years ago.
That was before we all died and went to Rona Hell.
It was 23 years ago. I have no idea. All I know is 24 years ago, I thought I was going to go. And turns out I wasn't cool enough to go. I was cool enough to make sweet, sweet love to her, but not to be her prom date.
Well, I think it's that's tough. It says a lot about you. You were
it
used.
Does. It does.
I actually did not go to my senior prom because I don't remember what happened. Like there was this
coronavirus outbreak?
No,
it was different.
No, that would have been like Spanish flu or something, or bubonic.
Yeah, the bubonic plague hit.
No, it was this girl that I've been trying to get with forever, and I thought we were going to prom, and then she ditched me for a better looking dude, and so I just wound up not going. I went and got drunk with my friends who also got rejected.
So well, that happens.
But we had fun. We got drunk, we got high, and we played Dungeons and Dragons. That was our prom night.
Well, there you go.
And that's, if you wonder why I have issues.
Now we know. Now we know.
Exactly. Exactly. But, so are y'all talking about trash can punch, major thing in my days?
I mean, we would call it jungle juice. I don't know if that's the same thing as trash can punch. I never drank punch out of a trash can, but it very well could be called the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm not up on you guys. You guys hip lingo that you guys use. I don't know.
It's because you're an old.
I'm
now.
Very old.
You're starting to sound like an old.
I know. This I'm getting there.
I don't recall times, but oh man, that was 24 years ago. That's
Fred.
That's the first time you started saying things like Listen, that. I'm really worried about you now.
I'm realizing my own mortality here. Like, today is June, what, 26th?
Yep.
In 2 months and one day, I'll be 40 years old. 40.
If you make it, if you make it that far.
I'm on the downslope. Because I don't, I mean, I don't, and even there's people, oh, well, people live now past 80. I don't want to. I like.
Yeah, that doesn't sound appealing at all. Especially if this is going to be our world for the next couple of years.
Take me at 50 if I've got to, if I've got to live in the Ronaverse.
Yeah, I'm ready to move on. You know, I'm ready to get on that plane to hell. Yep. It's as long as it's first class. That's it. But now I think, believe me, as nervous as you are about 40, it doesn't mean bleep. It's you get to it and then you're like, oh, okay, cool. This is no different than I was yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's just a number.
It sucks because in my head, I pictured having like a big 40th birthday bash. Like, I wanted to rent out that. Have you been in the upstairs room at Carbach?
Yeah. Yeah.
They've got a big, like, a party venue up there. And I was like, you know, have all my friends and family there. We'll all drink a bunch of beer. We'll have a good time. And I'll be 40 years old.
That would be cool.
But now I've got a feeling it's going to be like, hey, virtual fist bump for your birthday.
Yeah, that's going to be, that sucks because you do want to celebrate the zeros, right?
And I want to, listen, I want to be showered in gifts. I want myrrh and frankincense.
What about the gold?
That's cool too.
Okay. I don't know about the myrrh. I don't know if I'd want myrrh.
I do.
Okay. Well, I'll get you some myrrh then.
When you turn 40, you can decide what you want.
Yeah, I
want myrrh.
Oh boy, we really are in the end times, aren't we? Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
2,000 shorties wanna tie the knot. Hey, yeah, 200 on my brother's block. Oh, yeah, pedal off a rose like I love a knot.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm learning a lot about your high school drinking habits, guys. This might be my favorite one. There's a bunch of really good ones on the text line. There's too many to get to, but this one. In high school, we would mix Everclear, Adderall, and pre-workout powder.
Oh, damn.
So you could see sound.
That's hardcore.
It is hardcore. I would never recommend anyone ever do anything like that.
Yeah. The Blitz does not endorse that.
But sure sounds... what the hell are we getting here?
Threat level red. Threat level red.
Harris County's COVID-19 threat is elevated to level red severe, all caps on severe. The virus is spreading rapidly across Harris County. Local hospitals are approaching capacity. Protect yourself and your family. Remain at home except for essential activities. Wear a face covering. Cancel gatherings. Visit readyharris.org for updates. I wonder how many people's phones around the city just went off with that.
I would like to. I think everybody's, because mine just went off too. And I don't even live in Harris County.
What about what's going on over in Beaumont? Are you guys having to do the same thing? I guess so, right? I mean, Abbott's order. That's pretty scary. We're all going to die. I thought, hey, man, we made it through Harvey.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, right? So, hey, this is how cool we are. We made it through Harvey. We came out, you know, some people lost a lot, but we all came out on the other side and everything was great. And now, the Rona.
Yep.
Somebody says been level red all day. Well, yeah, thanks for...
I don't know why they felt like they needed to text us an alert.
That, and I don't want to be critical of, you know, masked Lena Hidalgo. That's my new... Somebody asked what I thought of her without a mask. It doesn't matter. I don't know what number I'd put on her because that doesn't count. It's like bald Natalie Portman is a 10 to me. So Natalie Portman with hair doesn't matter.
Right.
So Lena in a mask is a 10 to me. Anything else? Just doesn't matter.
Not your concern.
Yeah, a lot of people saying in Beaumont face masks are an afterthought here. That's, and you know, that's been part of the problem, but that's okay. You know, people do what you want to do. Chuck says, talk subject, coronavirus spike from youth select sports tournaments. Thousands of people from all over the state get together every weekend in Texas. Look into it. I thought you guys had cut all that back, though.
It has been cut back.
Yeah. So, and somebody asked how much you think the protests had to do. We talked about this earlier. And I know apparently it's not politically correct to say that the protests were part of this. It obviously caused a lot of it. But it wasn't just that. It's a bunch of things. It's not as simple as, oh, well, it was a protest.
Right.
And people were mentioning things earlier, the Jeep thing on Crystal Beach, the Memorial Day in Galveston. So many of these bars, the ones that got fined or got their liquor license suspended, like 12 of them around the state, and I guarantee you there's a lot more that didn't get caught, overpacking. I mean, those are all things that contributed. So it's not, I mean, we're assuming, we don't know, and not wearing masks. And that one, yeah. All of that contributed, I think, but that I don't think it's as simple as it was this one thing. Especially, do they still have that pop-up tent hospital outside in our
No, they shut it down for some odd reason. They spent millions of dollars on it, then they're like, well, it looks like we don't need this. Let's tear it down. Now, they need it.
Not wise, guys.
Honestly, they should turn the whole Astrodome into a hospital. How about that?
You want to talk about a place...
Breathing problems?
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, what? You respiratory illness can't be fixed in the Astrodome? Wah. A little asbestos hurting your throaty throat? Wah.
I mean, we can put the people we don't want to survive there.
That's true. Hey,
that's a good idea.
Okay, do we put the people who want to spend billions of dollars to keep the Astrodome up, we put them in there to
That's
recover.
A really good idea.
I mean, everybody who's sitting in a jail cell who complains, I'm worried about getting it. Okay, cool. We'll just store you in the Astrodome. I think they would change their tune pretty
that's
quickly.
True. You've got to survive.
Do the rats
survive the dome?
Survive the rats and the asbestos
and
in
the
Astrodome with COVID.
You're going to be chained inside the Astrodome. And I mean, listen.
You get to only eat the rats, too.
Yeah. Good luck.
3-2 says, can you imagine the dumpster fire Houston would be if we get hit with a hurricane? Don't bring that evil on us. Come on, man. It's going to happen. I mean, anything, that's 2020, right? Anything bad that can happen is going to happen. Hey, man, fuck that. Yeah. Somebody says, screw it, I'm sick of all the COVID stuff. I'm headed to Specs to get a case of Crawford Bock. I'm going to get hammered tonight and piss the wife off.
Boom. That's
that should
what
give
I
me
do.
Some much-needed entertainment.
Every single night, that's my plan.
That's a good plan, man. That is a good plan. Congratulations to you. So, Jamal from Beaumont says, we deliver everything is mask on your face or you can't go into that place. But also, a lot of people tell me that they're not following the rules. So... So it's the city of Galveston mask order until September. That doesn't surprise me.
Yep.
And and who knows, man? We in a couple weeks it may all be fine again. It may be worse. I don't know. Lena Hidalgo says the NRG 10 is on standby.
Okay.
So 409. Anyone who doesn't want to wear a mask gets sent to the Astrodome. Yeah, I think what we okay. This is just between us guys, right?
Just between us girls.
Here. Yeah, I think we get a questionnaire form that people fill out, right? And they come out and like one question will be, do you object to wearing a mask in public? And if the answer is yes, okay, put a check mark. Do you recline on an airplane? Check. Are you a selfish driver who cuts across three lanes? You get three checks. Astrodome.
Yeah.
Boy, do you know how much better our society would be if we could pull that off?
Did I tell you that I got flipped off in traffic and someone took a picture of my license plate yesterday?
No.
Here in the Galleria, apparently a guy was trying to squeeze in between me and another truck, and he was driving a Mini Cooper.
Oh, okay. Not that I'm going to judge you if you're driving a Mini Cooper, but I'm going to judge you if you're driving a Mini
and
Cooper.
And I guess he was honking, but I mean, there's honking all over the Galleria. So.
Yeah, it's...
And the truth of it is, I didn't see him because I was in my truck and he was in a Mini Cooper, so I didn't see him at first. But apparently he was trying to get in, and eventually I stopped, and there wasn't room for him to get all the way in, so he was like kind of... diagonal, like trying to work his way in.
What is this, like a one-foot gap? If he couldn't get a Mini Cooper in there?
Well, it was. I mean, there wasn't a lot of room. And for whatever reason, he had to get over immediately.
Of course.
And we're like at a stoplight, too, which is the other really odd part of this thing. And he calls me a Spanish word that rhymes with pendelo and gives me the finger. And I give him kind of a confused look, and then he gives me the finger again and starts yelling at me. Now, mind you, I don't know how big this person is. I do know he fits comfortably in a Mini Cooper, so it probably isn't a fair fight.
So it's a jockey. You can say it.
He's probably not a big person.
Maybe a fat jockey, but a jockey.
And he keeps flipping me off and keeps honking the horn at me, and I'm like, dude, I'm letting you in. You just got to wait till the light turns green because no one can go. And then I did flip him off in return after the third time, and I kind of gave him the, well, just come on, come beat me up, like the come on and beat me up move. But instead of getting out and beating me up, he got his phone out and took a picture of my license plate.
This is going to sound like a very Josh in his statement, but when I think Mini Cooper, I don't think Hispanic driver.
Yeah, I think neckbeard guy.
That
or neckbeard girl.
Or college girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know how many. I mean, I guess there's, I would guess the Mini Cooper market isn't great for men. But, when I think of Mini Coopers, I just think of European dudes. Because when we were in...
Like the Italian job, when they used them in the Italian job, that's what I think of.
When we were in London, and we were in Europe for a week, I saw zero pickup trucks. Zero.
Well, they wouldn't fit on the streets there. It's too small.
So you need these smaller cars, and there is a lot of them. And you see Mini Coopers, and you see Fiats, and things like BMWs. But you don't really see big cars, but you do see a lot of those smaller ones. So... there are men who drive them. They're just Euro men. So maybe that guy, he moved here from Spain.
It's a possibility.
It's possible.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, the mystery. I guess I'll know when I get when I get something in the mail, or I have someone come to my house to beat me up. I don't know, but he's got a picture of my driver or my license plate now.
Well,
whatever good that is going to do him,
sir. If you're listening. And you came here from Spain to drive a Mini Cooper. Can I give you a little advice, sir? Because, you know, we're okay with foreigners, but don't bleep with a dude in a truck. Well, not in Texas. Because guess what? You're probably going to get shot. Just a little PSA. I'm trying to save your life, sir.
I don't shoot people for flipping me off. But, I mean, you should know that anytime I'm driving, there is a gun in my truck.
Yeah. I always assume that there's a gun in everybody's truck.
You should assume that. That's why you should be careful when you go around throwing the finger at people.
Well, if I had a Mini Cooper, I'd be especially careful about that. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.